Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of reciting abundant salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on a Friday. We've mentioned the virtues before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. The meaning of the hadith is akthiru, we must read in abundance and send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more on a Friday than any other day. In fact, every single day we should be sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood sharif in abundance, but on Friday we should increase it. And Rasulullah has mentioned that an angel or angels are deputed to carry our durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat wa salam we recite. Special angels are deputed just to convey this salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we've gathered here again to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, to cleanse and purify our hearts. Our hearts are collecting all the dirt of sin, of vice, of evil, of anger, of pride, of malice, of jealousy, and the different spiritual maladies. And dhikrullah, as we mentioned last week and other weeks, it has such a ta'seer, such an effect, like how a person has a dirty container, and there's grease, or there's some dirt that is now stuck onto the container. It's difficult to remove it, so we take certain detergents and we wash and we hose that pot or the container, and we even use steel wool and we scrub off all the muck and the dirt, and we use the correct detergents to wash away all the filth until it is clean and shining again. Like that, our heart. This heart collects all the dirt, and dhikrullah washes away the dirt. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Our hearts actually begin to shine again until we commit sin again and the black spot appears. We make sincere tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. And with it, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah makes us realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all a muhtaj upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We depend on Allah Rabbul Izzat. We require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment, every single breath of our life. Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete control of the entire universe, all our affairs, everything. It is only in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes our movements, Allah observes our actions. And if we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends down favorable conditions. If we are disobedient to Allah ta'ala, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends conditions that bring upon us distress and difficulties. Of course, sometimes difficulties come so that we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and we make sabr. And Allah wants to test our patience and our steadfastness, and Allah wants us to reach Him via the road of sabr. So sometimes it is shukr, sometimes it is sabr. But the general pattern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His obedient servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects His servants. Allah will not want harm to come to His servants. Allah has angels guarding His believing servants, His friends. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got special angels guarding the believers. Special angels guard us, in front of us, behind us, covers us. This is through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my friend, you look after him. Yes, there will be accidents that take place in this world, Allah protect us, there will be some disease, there will be some problems. But those obstacles are there, Allah ta'ala puts those obstacles so that we also beg from Allah, we also cry, shed those tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to turn to Him, to make rujoo to Him. The whole ummah requires to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desperately. Allah is waiting to pour His mercies upon us. And therefore, we have to make inabat in Allah, rujoo in Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad. As you mentioned, dhikrullah, we say la ilaha illallah. It is so powerful, so powerful. Just the gist of the long hadith, that la ilaha illallah, when it is placed on the scales, it outweighs the entire world and whatever it contains. The kalima la ilaha illallah is so powerful. In the day of qiyamah, a person will be brought before Allah with 99 registers of only bad deeds. 99 registers, not the small registers of this world, the huge, heavy registers of the Akhirah, filled with only sin and disobedience. I mean, what chance has this person stand now before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's got no chance, he's got no escape. He's doomed, destined for Jahannam. And Allah will tell him there's a small piece of paper, small piece of a note, and this will be presented to him, and he will think, what will this small note do now? How is this ever going to help me? But it is placed on the other side of the scale. And the 99 registers are actually thrown out. This one tiny little note outweighs those 99 heavy registers of bad deeds. And what is in this? La ilaha illallah. This is the kalima. And we have this kalima. If we bring the kalima into our lives, this yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that into our lives, Allah is the nourisher, the cherisher, the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgives, Allah loves us. And nobody can harm us if Allah does not want harm to come to us. Nobody can benefit us if Allah does not want benefit to come to us. So la ilaha, we say la, we wash away all the wrongs, the filth that is accumulated in our heart, and we say illallah, bring in the noor of Allah into our hearts. And when we say Allah, Allah, on the first Allah, as the Thanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned, is wajib to say jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. In other words, we're exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, almighty. Allah's grandeur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremacy, Allah is all exalted. So we say, when you say Allah, Allah, ponder and reflect and picture that everything in the world with us is saying Allah, Allah. Think of yourself sitting on the top of a mountain and there's nobody now, it's just you and Allah. And you have the beautiful rivers and oceans that are flowing down and the trees and the leaves and the flowers and the air that you're breathing in and you're just calling out to Allah in the most beautiful way and Allah is listening to you and Allah is enjoying you calling towards Him. And this will create this bond and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are just learning how to make dhikrullah. And these majalis here are ta'aleem for teaching and reminding ourselves how we should make the dhikr of Allah, so that in solitude, at home, wherever we are, we take out some time and we make the dhikrullah every single day of our life. Of course, it is important to have some advice from some sheikh, some alim, how much dhikr we should make and when we should make it. Otherwise, if we just take one big tasbih and sit down and make 1,000 times dhikrullah, then that also has an effect, because sometimes the dosage is too much, especially the women folk. So therefore, it's important to seek guidance from our mashayikh, inshallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha
إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں. یا اللہ یو غنی، یا اللہ وی فقیر، یا اللہ وی فقراء، یا اللہ وی بیگز، یا اللہ وی بیگز، یا اللہ وی اللہ وی ٹیپنگ ایٹ یور ڈور، یا اللہ یا اللہ اوپن یور ڈورز آف مرسی فار اس، یا اللہ اوپن یور ڈورز آف فورگیونس، یا اللہ فورگیو اس کمپلیٹلی، یا اللہ میک اس بیکم نیکس صالح گڈ پیپل، یا اللہ grant us a good akhlaq, make us be loving, my Allah, make us be kind, my Allah, make us be generous, my Allah, give us qanaat and shukr and zuhud, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us, ya Allah, become pareshan, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all of the obstacles in our path, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah, make us yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hameh tera bana le, ya Allah. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله make us نيك and صالح، يا الله make us from the متقين موحدين مؤمنين. يا الله make us from the صالحين، يا الله يا الله protect us from all شرور and فتن، يا الله protect the entire أمة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، whether the أمة is Ya Allah, in the east or the west or north or the south, wherever the ummah is, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help, Ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive and overlook our faults and mistakes and blunders, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, honor us, Ya Allah. Don't humiliate the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqat and strength again, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Allah bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, sweetness of your iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat, ya Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have reached very, very old age, my Allah. Ya Allah, they become so muhtaj and weak, my Allah. Give them husna khatama, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a good mort and take their life with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who requested du'as, answer their du'as, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them obedient to us, my Allah. Make them obedient, Ya Allah, to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them follow the Quran and Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, our brothers sitting here tonight have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah, they've got hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance pour from the heavens, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, ya Allah, remove our problems, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.